Hi, I'm Libby Price, presenter of Country Today on the ACE Radio Network, and it's great to host a new podcast, which has been sponsored by Nutrisoil. It's called Next Generation Ag, powered by Nutrisoil. My co-host is Nutrisoil Director Nicola Maddock, and we'll be unpacking the biological solutions available to farmers in a world of increasing input costs and expectations to produce healthy, sustainable food. Join us as we explore the possibilities beneath our feet. Let's talk more about the biology of Nutrisoil. We're joined by Nicola Maddock, Director of Nutrisoil, and also by an agroecologist, David Hardwick, who has his own business, Soil Land Food. David, welcome to the podcast.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
What's this partnership between plants and microbes? How does that work?
Yeah, well, basically, plants have evolved on the planet for about 450 million years. And since the very beginning, they've depended on microbes like bacteria and fungi to help them access nutrients and basically to live. So over time, just like in our gut, we've got lots of beneficial microbes in our gut that help us. Plants and their root systems are dependent on this whole community of microbes to live. So basically the partnership's really close. They rely on each other completely. And if you take away one, then the other one sort of falls over, really.
I guess farmers tend to think more simply about the soil, don't they? They want to know that it's got nitrogen in it, water, and that the plant will grow, but it's so much more complex than that.
Yeah, for sure. Like, we now know that there's a fair bit of what we call the microbiome going on, that biology side to things. And, yeah, that's what we're really sort of trying to understand and help along with some of the biological products like Nutrisoil.
So how do these biological products help with this relationship between plants and microbes?
Yeah, well, I guess if you're trying to create a balanced microbial community around the plant roots, and the problem with agriculture is that it often imbalances it when you add fertilizers, or you get in there and do some tillage, or you graze it a bit hard and you leave a bit of open ground. So all of those things can throw out that community, that microbial community around the roots. So I guess the biological products, like, say, worms or worm leachates or some of these other types of liquids, those type of products can help you because they're adding what we call beneficial bacteria. Compost is the same. So by adding those products in, you're just trying to help realign, if you like. They're a little bit like probiotics. When we have our probiotics, it's pretty similar sort of process, and we're just trying to rebalance that plant soil community, if you like.
When we need probiotics, we need them more than once. So how often do you need to refresh these microbes in the soil?
Yeah, it does depend a little bit on your enterprise and how intensely you're managing the soil. So, for example, intensive vegetables, where you're really getting in there a lot with implements and things. But over time, you should be improving that soil community, and so you should need less intervention, but it depends how intensively you're managing your soil. So, for example, grazing, you may get to the point where you don't really need a lot of sort of probiotic supplement, if you like, whereas in other situations you might need to be putting it on quite regularly.
Does the animal manure help with the microbes?
Yeah, exactly. So animal manure, especially ruminant animals, you know, their manure is full of microbes, and that, in a way, that's kind of like a probiotic blast for your soil.
So, Nicola, Nutrisoil collects all these microbes from the worm's poo.
Yes, we do.
Or maybe it's not so much poo as wee, is it?
Well, it's a little bit of both, but worms don't wee, Libby. They actually they excrete this mucus, but they do manure. And we collect that excreted mucus, and we also collect the liquid that goes through the castings or the manure. So what comes out of that is all of these diversity of microbes. So you've got microbes that do different functions in the soil, you know, microbes that help with immunity, microbes that produce antibiotics, antifungals, microbes that help plants from heat and stress. But you've also got all of these amino acids, which are those complex molecules, and they're like our hormones and enzymes. So plants are self-regulating. They like to stay in homeostasis. They're just like us as humans, as David alluded to. And they're constantly just doing all of the jobs together in unison. And when we use fertilizer and chemicals, which is a part of farming, we just need to have that buffering system so that, everything just doesn't go out of balance. So the more life you put in your soil, the more buffering system you can have.
And David, in your experience, is Nutrisol something that can be used by most farmers, or are there other things that might be better?
Oh, yeah, well, look, I guess there's a few different tools, but Nutrisol and other worm liquids, they are a good tool in the toolbox as we're trying to farm more regeneratively, that's for sure. There's some other good products that can help as well, like, for example, compost and some other, there's some other inoculants and stimulants on the market, like, for example, seaweed-based products. So, yeah, there is a range of products out there, and using them in the right way, in the right fit for your situation, I guess, is the trick.
Yeah. Well, who knew worms didn't wee? Nicola and David, great to talk to you, and look forward to speaking to you again in the next podcast.
No worries. Thanks for having us.